an Abbotsford man released on bail with a prolific criminal record, including evading police, breaching probation, possession of stolen property and several driving violations, was caught, again, by police following a chase on Highway 1, according to the Abbotsford Police Department. Abbotsford Police sent out a news release Friday to explain what led to a plethora of charges against 44-year-old Joseph Edward Zaworski. Police said a patrol officer observed a white pickup truck with a large fuel tank in the truck's bed spilling fuel onto the roadway. The officer tried to pull over the truck driver, who fled after the police vehicle flashed its emergency lights. Police allege Zaworski was behind the wheel. Zaworski allegedly fled eastbound on Highway 1, near the Sumas exit, and then was observed crossing the grassy meridian to return westbound. Zaworski allegedly rammed a police car and officers eventually took down the vehicle with a tire deflation device. Police later confirmed the truck was stolen. Zaworski now faces 8 charges, including dangerous driving, failing to stop, 2 charges in connection with assaulting a police officer with a weapon, driving while prohibited, possession of stolen property and 2 charges related to breach of release orders. Court records show Zaworski has had multiple criminal charges brought forth to courts in Prince George, Vanderhoof, Port Coquitlam and Abbotsford since 2003. Between 2003 and 2005 in Prince George and Vanderhoof, Zaworski was found guilty of fraud under $5,000 and breaching probation. He was guilty of driving while suspended in Abbotsford in September 2018. In 2016, he was guilty of being unlawfully at large in Port Coquitlam. In 2018, he was guilty of possession of stolen property in Mission. Last December, Zaworski was found guilty of flight from police and driving while disqualified. In 2020, he was guilty of possession of stolen property and willfully resisting arrest in McLeod Lake. Bail reform bill passing through House of Commons. The charges against Zaworski come amid a public debate over bail reform. Bill C-48, which seeks to toughen access to bail for certain violent offenders, is before the Canadian Senate, after passing the House of Commons. But the bill is constitutionally questionable, according to the Canadian Civil Liberties Association, CCLA. Bail is the safeguard of liberty for the innocent. Yet pre-trial detention in Canada is astronomical and rising, over 158% increase since 1986. Judges and oversight bodies describe conditions in pre-trial detention as horrific, and Indigenous and Black persons are overrepresented among those denied bail, said Shakir Rahim, director of the Criminal Justice Program in a statement on September 28. The CCLA said it recommends the remove of sections of the bill that would capture people who are not repeat violent offenders. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca